Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Nichelle. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Okay, my last name is Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S, and my postal code is K0J1B0.
Okay, thank you for that. And what is your email address?
ErinTBriggs@gmail.com. ErinTBriggs@gmail.com. ErinTBriggs@gmail.com.
Thank you for that. And did you have an account with Crafty?
Sorry, I just took a drink. Yes, I did. And I can't get into it now, and they're saying they have nothing for my email, and it's like, what happened to my account?
Right, because I didn't pull your email address up either on my end.
I know. I got it. I wrote a letter to Crafty, and I got an email back saying, if you have further problems, please forward your full name, mailing address, etc. Like, I have classes that are stored. I have stuff in the library that I even have all this yarn that I ordered from you guys, and I can't even access the pattern now. It's in my library on Crafty, and you're saying I don't exist.
Would you happen to have, like, a old order number or anything that I can use?
I do.
Look?
I have an order number.
Okay.
So it's, I guess, order ID, 975-3156, 975-3156.
Okay. Okay. Can you verify your address for me?
So it's 19566 Opiongo Line, Barry's Bay, Ontario, K0J1B0, Canada.
Okay, I did not. I pulled up a Diane.McAllister@gmail with that order number.
Well, that
sure
is
why.
Weird.
Very weird.
That is very, very weird. I mean, I can show you. I already sent the photo of this order into Crafty. I'm responding to a Heather that wrote to me, and I showed her my receipt that I kept in the bag with the wool. I'm getting ready now to knit it, and it's like, why can't I access my account?
Let's see. And it would have always been this same email address?
Would you repeat that order number back to me in case you didn't get it right?
945.
Oh, no. No. 975.
3156?
Yes. 975.
Okay. Nope, that pulled up another account, Donna at Real Healing.
What is going on? What is going on?
Let's see.
So can you repeat that number in full to me, please?
975-3156.
That's correct. I could give you the shipment ID. I don't know what else I can give you.
Let's see.
I could give you what numbers on the barcode next to where it says Crafty.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Would you happen to have like another email address that
no.
you
This is really strange.
Let's see. And your first name?
Erin. E-R-I-N.
Okay. Briggs. Nope. I didn't pull one thing up.
How could I just disappear?
Did you have an active, was your account active when Blueprint switched over to Craftsy?
Do you think that might be the problem?
Yes, ma'am, because they only switched over the files for active members.
So if I didn't do anything for a while, I was just deleted?
No, you should still have access. That's another problem that I'm not understanding why. We still, even if your membership was expired, we should have still been able to find your account.
Exactly. I never thought that if I didn't do anything for a while, that I would just be deleted.
Right, and that's not correct. You shouldn't be deleted. Do you would you happen to know your customer number or have anything with your
So,
customer
no, it's
number on that?
unfortunate that they didn't put this on the order that I got. It's order date, ship method, order ID, ship ID, quantity, item number, and the item. Let me just check on, because I still have the actual package from Craftsy. Now it's got a shipping label. It's got the colorful packaging that was on. Oh, no, that's just the type of yarn. Let me just see if I had another order from Craftsy. Just give me one second, okay?
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
From what I can see, that's the only one. I know that I even have a pattern for hand warmers to knit. Like I know what some of the things that's in my library, but I just don't know how to get my account back.
Right.
Oh my gosh, every time I touch a knitting label, I get so excited thinking I have something else. It's so unfortunate that they didn't put on the paper my customer ID number. I have order ID number and shipment ID number. But they're in big bold, there's some numbers at the top here. I don't know what that is.
What's those numbers?
So it's 151841-A. I don't know what that, it's just in bold.
I'm gonna try using it as a customer number and see what I get.
Can't get over this, that it actually is all gone.
Yep, that doesn't work either. So
I
what will
the password that I used, like you know how it says password if you, I mean the, not the password, the username. I did use a username Airy Canary, ERICANARY. Does that pull up anything?
Let's see.
For username Airy Canary, that's what they called me when I was a little girl.
Canary. Nope, that didn't pull anything up. So what I'll have to do is I'll have to create you a dummy account here until we can locate your account.
Okay, do you think there's a, like, has this happened where you were able to locate it again?
Yes, ma'am, it has happened before, but I'm not sure. I didn't get the information of what actually happened to the account.
Okay. I think you might have a point. I might not have gone into my account when it was transferred to a different company.
Okay.
So if I could get that back, I mean, I had all stuff in my library classes. I had what was my class? I can't remember if my class was quilting or knitting because I do both.
Right. Okay. That email address is
Gmail.com. And it's
aaronTbridge@gmail.com.
T, like in Teresa. That's my second name, Teresa. So it's
Correct.
ERINTBRIGGS
At
at
gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Okay. And your address again for me?
So on like the address that you should have in the system, because it's what you ship this package to, is 19566 Opiongo Line, Opiongo Line, Barry's Bay, Barrys, and separate word Bay, Ontario, Ontario, Canada, K0J1B0, B as in Bob, K0J1B,
1B0.
yeah.
Okay. Okay, that was 19566. I can't
Yeah,
pronounce it. Opiengo.
it's a native, like it's our native, our Aboriginal people. It's a native name.
Oh, okay.
So it's Opiongo. It's an
Oh.
Algonquin native name.
Okay. That's line, and that's Barry's Bay, Ontario, Canada, K0J1B0.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'm going to say a prayer that you're going to find that for me. I'd be sad if I lost that.
Okay, I did get that submitted. Now, the creation of this dummy account, it will take 2 to 3 business days.
So basically, I'm getting an account with nothing in it, right?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be nothing in it, but we'll get your things added to your account.
Okay. And so I guess I have to develop a new password and all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Once you get the account, we'll send you a temporary password, and then once you get logged in, you can reset that password.
Oh, okay. And who am I talking to?
My name is Nichelle.
Thank you. Oh, in French, it's Michelle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine's actually Nichelle. It's with an N.
Oh, Anne. Oh, Nichelle.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I like it. Okay,
Thank
thanks
you.
so much. And my husband's calling me.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Craftsy. Have a good day.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.